Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You definitely get, and shout out to the Hollies. This is a great song. I was not expecting to hear the Hollies on WIP today. Boom, boom, bada, bada. I think Fran Rojas has the most eclectic music yes. comebacks of anyone at the
station. I love this song.
Yeah, it's a great song. Yeah. You're all over the place, man. That's good stuff.
Remember the Titans vibes.
Yeah, it's a great song. Working for the FBI. It's a little long, cool woman in a black dress. Great song. Fran Rojas continuing to crush it on the ones and twos. 215-592-9494. It's a morning show. One more segment for us leading up to Joe and Hugh. I'm assuming they are going to continue the Phillies talk.
Oh, Joe will handle it really in a level, mild-mannered way.
Honestly, you know what? I'm not looking for mild-mannered today.
No, me either.
This team deserves a pound of flesh taken from it.
Oh, the best is, like, post-game, I knew it was going to be Rob Ellis right after the game ended. I said, oh, I need to settle in.
Yeah, Angry Rob is...
Angry Rob
like
is
Ron
the
Ellis
best.
Coming in. I love it. That's great stuff. But look, it's fair to be angry. And I think the bigger thing is it's not just reacting to a horrible weekend getting swept by one of the worst teams in baseball or the fact that they've lost 9-10. I think the bigger thing today is questioning the whole thing and wondering, with Harper out, the way this lineup is constructed, the way the bullpen's put together, is this team good enough? You know, we've talked about it. There was a Bob Nightingale report in an article he wrote for USA Today this weekend where he said the following: the Philadelphia Phillies, Seattle Mariners, Chicago Cubs, and San Diego Padres are expected to be the most aggressive teams at the trade deadline. The Phillies will be looking for center field and bullpen help, and like, great.
Exactly what they needed. Before the season.
Yes, but I even after the weekend questioned if they should trade young players for help this year. I would rather maybe have 6-7 years of Mick Abel than a half a season or a season and a half of someone who's going to try and help them right now. It's a real quagmire that they're in, and it's a real question. You know, I think the next month, how Harper's injury plays out is really going to determine what Dave Dombrowski does at the trade deadline. So, really a bad weekend for the Phils, and I think it's fair to react and be frustrated with the weekend, but also to have bigger picture questions about what this team is and what they could be moving forward. 215-592-9494 plus, who or what is timeless? Best answer to that is going to join us on Wednesday. Last chance to win Phillies tickets with us to come see the Phillies on Wednesday with the show. Who or what's timeless? Get on the line now. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Jordan and Princeton. What up, pal?
Good morning, guys. It was a great weekend, except for the Philadelphia Phillies, wasn't
That's
it?
Right.
Weather turned.
Yes.
Hopefully everybody got outside. You know, I grew up in an interesting house. My mother and grandfather taught me how to keep box score at a baseball game, and my father doesn't really like sports that much.
Wow.
I'm starting to think after this weekend, my father might have been right.
That is fascinating, too, though, to have the other members of the family go so far as to box score it with you, and your dad just not interested. That's wild.
Well, and listen, he's a great father, and he would take me to baseball games on my birthday. I got a birthday around July 4th, so we'd always go for the fireworks game. He even stayed through the rain delay in that 90s. 3 game that ended at 4 in the morning. We didn't stay that late, but we stayed pretty late.
Mitchie
you know,
Poo.
He's 10 years old. So not a bad father, a great father. Maybe he knew something that I didn't. But, you know, it's not lost on me that this is the same weekend that we were in London last year.
Yep.
Is this team only built to kick butt for 2 months and then they're going to stay for the rest of the season? It just... And to the question just before you went to me, is this really the team? And I was a little concerned going into the weekend, but not trying to open up the, oh, my God, they're not going to make it. The window's closed. But after this weekend, you know, 2 runs in 2 games, I don't know. Let's not mortgage the farm to try and win today because I'm not sure we can do it right now.
Yeah, that, Jordan, that's kind of where I'm at right now. Look, I think a lot, candidly, has to do with the Harper injury and how that plays out. If he comes back after the 10 days of ILR up and he's like, oh, rested and it feels great and whatever, that changes my whole complexion or opinion of the team, or at least what they can do. If Harper's out, it's just I'm out. Like, I would not add to this team. I would even consider trading pieces away. I would certainly trade Ranger if you're not going to sign him and whatnot. But I think the Harper thing coupled with how they look over the next month plus is going to decide what course Dombrowski takes.
You know, there was a caller earlier, too, that called to let Kevin Long go. And I don't think it's all this guy's fault. But, James, I remember saying the same thing to you in the offseason. And you said the same thing. But this morning, it was a little bit different. It was, yeah, I don't know if that's going to solve the problem. But how do you keep this guy employed right now when you got the entire lineup throwing up zeros?
And again, we keep bringing it up, but it's not just the poor approach right now and the production right now. It's that no one's gotten better. No one's improved. Like, Kyle Schwarber is really the only person in this lineup over the last few years that has done anything to improve his game offensively.
The young players really haven't.
They haven't. And I'm not giving Kevin Long credit for what Kyle Schwarber's done, and everyone else has gotten worse or remained stagnant. Like, what is the hitting coach here for? Why is he here? If a flip side, whatever you want to say about the Phillies, you know, management, coaching, it's not like Caleb Cotham, the group that the pitching group is doing. I mean, you can cite so many guys, the Jeff Hoffmans of the world, what we've seen from Ranger getting better, Christopher Sanchez, like that was a scrappy guy
who
they've turned into an all-star type. Like,
but
you can,
Kirkring is getting worse,
but the point is you can at least point to guys and say that guy's gotten better. That guy has improved under their tutelage, under their development. Nothing offensively.
Yeah, if you want to get worse at baseball, you have Jordan from Princeton coach your kid's team. If you want to get better, you make changes to the bench. You bring in new guys. That's how it works.
Yeah, look, Wes Wilson can't be here much longer. I mean, I he's a nice guy. I like him. He's not.
Somebody's
got to
go down today, right?
Well, somebody's got to go down with
Zach coming back.
Well, the way it feels like every opportunity for a meaningful catch in the outfield.
Oh my God, that dive, that was like about as sad a dive. I appreciated him diving, but it's like, bro, you are a basketball hoop away from that baseball.
You
are 10 feet away.
Thinking, man?
It was like,
you dove for that thing, and you really did. It was crazy to dive. But remember, like, was it 2 games prior, the path that he took to a ball was inexplicable. He's lost as a fielder, and that needs to be addressed.
Yeah, Fran, you were going to say something?
I was just saying, when I play video games, that's how I would dive for balls. When you're playing video games, not real life.
Yeah, no, it was, and that's the thing is, you know, Weston Wilson, sure, you know, the 26th guy on the roster, sure, they need better players in the lineup every day, Jordan. It's bad. Jordan, you got an answer for us? Who or what's timeless?
You know, it's my wife's birthday on Wednesday. I'm going to take her anyway. I would love to take her with you guys. And as much as we complain and moan, the game of baseball, ladies and gentlemen, is timeless. I will love it for the rest of my life, no matter what the Phillies do.
It's funny and great call, Jordan. And I appreciate that you want to come see us. I don't know if your wife for her birthday, if that would
I don't know
thrill her, but I must have a great wife.
But it's a bad week to pick the Phillies.
Well, it's also just baseball. Like, baseball. And I love baseball's my favorite sport and all that, but like, but before the pitch clock, it's a better answer because then it's literally timeless.
Now there is
an actual clock on it. But before, it's like timeless, actually timeless. It could have been a double entendre there, you know. But
don't
now
you
it's time.
Sometimes forget about it.
Well, like and Rhea, you don't have this because you were always here in this time for a long time. Like, Richie and I, we had this unique experience where we got so lucky that they instituted the bitch clock this season. We started in mornings.
Yeah.
It's like, are you kidding me? So wait.
And I hated it. I did not like it. And I was wrong.
I was 100% wrong. And you look at the numbers. Yeah. I mean, it's a half an hour off games. No. Like an average
it's
from like 2 years
difference.
Ago.
It's a huge. I was totally wrong.
It changes everything. It really has been it's huge for the game. Obviously, not just selfishly. Like, obviously, for us waking up early, it's been amazing. But I really do think it's been great for the sport.
I pay attention more when I'm at the game than I, you know, I'm always staring at it.
To kind of look more. You can't go.
But when I'm at home or I'm listening on the radio, which I do the most of, I kind of forget about it.
Yeah, because you don't see it in front of your. Because we've learned that the game moves quicker. And also, it's what it's like when we were growing up. Like, baseball used to be that quick. I mean, if you go back and go on YouTube and watch a game
from
like.
That's amazing.
Right? Watch a game from 1981, the year I was born. Like, dude, it's like flies. It looks like it's. Honestly, it looks like when you speed up a video and it's like. Yeah. It looks like that. Yeah. It's so crazy. And that's what the game was supposed to be. And it got away from that.
So away from that. It was just the.
Nomar Garciaparra.
Well, and it's people taking advantage of liberties and whatever. And the. Like, oh, I'm allowed to step out of the box, so I'm going to all the time. Oh, I'm going to mess with the pitcher. The pitcher's going to step off the mound.
The gloves thing drove me insane.
Where you'll spend 50 seconds where, like, a battle between a pitcher and a hitter where a pitch isn't thrown. And then he steps off. And it's like, okay, so another 40 seconds. And it's like, I love that type of stuff in the playoffs when there's drama and whatever. But, like, on a Tuesday in June, like, throw the freaking pitch, man. Exactly. You know, I'm so with you. It's been a great, great thing for the game. Let's go back to phones and talk to Ian in Cherry Hill. Hey, Ian.
Hey, good morning. First time, long time.
Thank you, Ian.
Awesome, man. Thank you.
Of course, of course, of course. So I think that, you know, looking at this thing and being a longtime Philadelphia sports fan, I'm starting to get a little bit of trepidation just because this is starting to feel a whole lot like the way we feel about the Flyers and the Sixers, where you've changed coaches, you've made a bunch of changes, you've gotten a team together, and yet there's only so many places you can start pointing fingers. Now, I've always been a topper guy. I always thought he was a good guy for the clubhouse. And Dombrowski, I think, has a resume that kind of earned him the right to make some moves. But it's getting to the point where you can't keep making excuses for the guys hitting the ball. So I don't think it's just the players. It's about the people that are obviously coaching up the players. It's about the people that are selecting the players. But the thing that concerns me the most is that it's starting to feel like, oh boy, here we go again, where we have the Sixers that couldn't get out of the second round forever, where you had the same problem where you knew that Ben Simmons was going to disappear, so it was 5-on-4, then the Flyers, where you could go as long as you want back, you know, maybe since like 2010, where they beat teams they shouldn't, they lose to teams they shouldn't, and then they either get blown out the first round of the playoffs, or they wind up missing the playoffs by like a point. So it's to say that this team is going to get better, we don't have any track record or any reason why we should believe that. It's the same story over and over and over again. These guys can hit. Castellanos is doing great. But when we start getting into September, are you confident that he's not going to swing at some off-speed, low junk outside and away? It's just...
Of course not.
I
don't know how you could be confident in that, Ian. I mean, they get to your point. They're not even doing it. They can't even extend these stretches of doing it during the regular season. We had like 2 weeks.
Right.
We had 2 weeks where we're sitting there like, look at this. You know, they're spraying the ball over the field. Like, they're not swinging a pit. They did it for a very short period of time, and then they revert back to what they are. I mean, these guys are in their 30s. It's like, you know, you can't expect someone at 32, 33 to just become a completely different player. Like, Kyle Schwarber is the outlier.
Did that.
He's the outlier, but he's also better than those guys. He's better.
Guys,
he's a better player.
Take a page out of his book and at least apply some.
But he's
of the
better at it. He can just do it. Like, Ian, I'm with you that it feels like there are big picture problems with the way this team is put together and constructed and the way they go about their business. More like
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where I think the success the last years, and I'm not ready to go to the Sixers-Flyers thing because they have made the playoffs 3 years in a row. They did go further than the Sixers have gone in this whole run twice already.
Sure.
But I get your point in that it does feel like they are not getting better. They're getting worse. And the problems that they have keep reappearing and reappearing. It's like, it's hard to have faith that it's going to be different.
I agree. It feels like a bad breakup. It feels like sand slipping through your fingers. You want them to do well. You want them to do well. And yet it's the same problems keep rearing their heads. And, you know, and to get better, it's unfortunate, but you're in a standpoint now where the only way is where you wind up making, unfortunately, like a trade where you don't get as much equity as you give. So what are you going to do? You can't trade Nola because of his contract, right? So the only way you would even have a hope of moving something
is trading
like that,
these prospects who could be a part of something moving forward.
Correct.
So we don't get into what just happened with the Flyers and what happened with the Phillies for a decade, where they're irrelevant for a decade. You know, that's the issue, is staying relevant. And you, with, when you sign these contracts, when you, to your point, Nola is signed for 5 more years after this season at 27 per whatever it is. You've got Harper signed 6 more years after this. You got Turner signed for what, 9 more years after this season. So those contracts, you're going to, especially with how old these guys are already, the what we're already seeing in terms of decline now, like, you're going to need young guys, the Millers, the Crawfords, the Arun Escobars, whoever it is, on cheap contracts to be able to come up and balance that out. Like, without that, that's the problem, Ian, is they have this group that's trying to win right now, but if they make the wrong decisions right now to try and help a group that might not even be good enough, it could lead to another wasteland for a decade.
I agree. It's just one final point on that. You know, we've seen this before, too. It's already happened to the Phillies. You know,
we
cleaned out the cupboard.
Yeah.
And what did that do? I mean, that's what led us into that 10 years of just irrelevance. You know, so it's a shame, but hopefully they see something that I don't, and they see a way through this thing.
Ian, call us more, man. Great call. Yeah. Really good first call, seriously. Ian, you got an answer for us for Who or What's Timeless?
I do, and hopefully I don't let you down on this one, but I'm going to go with perhaps the most recognizable face in the world, the Mona Lisa.
Wow. That's a damn good answer. Yeah. First time caller, man. Ian, that is pretty timeless, the Mona Lisa. That's a clever answer there. Let's keep it rolling. Let's talk to Celie in Southampton. Hey, Celie.
Hey, morning. How you doing?
Great, Celie.
Good. I have some questions about trades. So if we're talking about this team, and it's hard to have fun when you're losing 9 out of 10, but when we're looking at trades, last year we talked about, like, Jazz Chisholm and how he doesn't fit with this team and the vibe. and this year they're not really having that same vibe anyway, is
Celia, this is a great point. I don't want any moves to be made on vibes, on this and that. Look, if they had traded for Jazz Chisholm instead of Austin Hayes last year, who knows what happens? Jazz Chisholm went to the World Series with the Yankees and was a major part of it, like helped that team. So was traded for as an outfielder, ended up playing third base for them. You know, like he has been a difference maker for that team, and he didn't cost much more than what they gave up, you know, or than what was expected to be given up or what they could have given up. So to your point, Celia, yes, I don't want them worrying about who fits. I want them worrying about talent and players. But the question is, you know, what we're wondering and what we'll see over this next month and a half is it even worth making a move like that? Do I want to give up someone who could be a piece for me for years to come for someone who can help me right now? I'm not sure this team has earned that. And that's the question.
Did you see what happened with Jazz Chisholm over the weekend?
The homer, and then it was so funny when they asked.
Had him mic'd up?
Yeah. Oh, when the error, you're talking about that. Oh, so I was talking about with the homer before. So what I was talking about was he hit the home run that was the shortest in the league. It was only one ballpark go out. And they were like, how did you know it was going to be a homer? And he's like, I've hit so many home runs in my dreams that I just am going to act like it's a homer. It was really funny. It was like, but you're right.
I've been waiting for that.
So we'll play that coming up next. We have that audio. We'll play that coming up next segment. Jazz Chisholm on mic'd up last night on Sunday Night Baseball.
In-game, one of the dumbest things they do.
We've been waiting for it to happen.
And it finally did.
So we'll get to that coming up. Celia, you got an answer for us for who or what's timeless?
I do. I'm going with something that I was going to say on Friday, but I'm going to stick with it. And it's something that's been used in ancient times all the way up to now. I'm going with salt, using it in food.
Yeah, I guess salt. I mean, it is timeless.
I don't use it a lot.
Yeah, but it's in a lot.
But I mean, like, I make a lot of food at home. I'm not a big adder of salt.
Yeah, well, to that point, though, I mean, it is, you know, salt and pepper, like, maybe the most important, you know, development in food in time. I mean, without flavor.
Yeah. As timeless as possible by salting it and preserving it.
It's actually a pretty good answer. The salted meat. Oh, that's a really good call. Yeah. I didn't think about that angle. I like that angle. Let's keep rolling. Let's talk to Jay. Hey, Jay.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, Jay?
Not much. For the movie thing, I got two sets of twins. John, you may remember bumping into us.
Two sets of twins. Wow. So two times the doctor was like, guess what?
You guys are lunatic. Wow. You must be out of your mind.
That is crazy stuff.
The 18-month-old is the one that's the really crazy one. But hey, she's by herself.
I get it, buddy. Trust me.
For the movie theater.
Feels like I have four kids, even though I only have one. That's Zoe. Anyway, go ahead. I'm listening.
Cut back on the water before the movie theater.
Good idea. Good call, man. Strong.
Get extra ice in their drink.
Smart.
Extra ice.
This is smart.
So that way they got a big drink and they think they got a big drink. Also tell them it has to stay in the cup.
Dude, this
is
like devious stuff. I love it. That's so clever.
This guy's experienced, Jay.
He knows.
That point right there, though, Jay just made. It has to stay in the cup holder.
Yes,
so
yes.
You can stand up there to sip from the straw.
Yeah, I'm not letting her.
I think that's a great point because that's a huge, you tip that thing, you know how
it's a disaster. Yeah. Like, worst case scenario is her knocking the soda over. Like, that's probably about the worst thing that could happen to me.
Point.
So, great call.
In the cup holder.
They're getting up in the seat to drink from the straw. They're getting up. They're moving. It's a little bit of movement.
This is very clever, Jay. Jay, I really like this advice. This is good.
And another thing, if they have a like comfort blanket or comfort toy, sneak it in with them.
We have Gaga. We have Gaga, who is basically the fourth member of our family. Like, I'm not going to say I would die for Gaga, but anything short of that, I would do for Gaga. Like, that's how important Gaga is to our family. So I'm with you.
There was when the movie breaks out, whip out Gaga and say, hey, look who's going to watch.
Jay, dude, you are my hero. This is such good stuff. Thank you. This is phenomenal.
Back as she starts moving around, say, hey, you're going to make Gaga miss it. You're going to make Gaga miss
dude,
it.
Dude, you are a superstar. This is exact. Knowing Zoe, this is the exact type of stuff I needed. This is so good, Jay. Thank you.
Are you writing all of this down?
Oh, yeah. I got a whole list. This is great.
Hey, I've had all four of mine in the movie theater by myself at once. It was chaos.
Well, you are a hero, my friend. Jay, you want to try and win these Phillies tickets? You got a who or what's timeless?
All right. Well, yeah. This week, my boys are 8, and it was the weekend that I introduced them into Rocky. And now they understand why Daddy called Castellanos a bum. and they understand why a bum is the worst Philly insult that there is.
I love that.
And there is nothing more timeless than Rocky in Philadelphia.
Yeah, Jay.
The spectrum. It shows us the diehard.
Yeah, the whole montage shows the whole, you know, he did basically runs like 400 miles in that montage where it's like all every part of Philly is in that. No, it's Jay, that's a great answer. Great call, period. Super helpful. But Rocky in Philadelphia, absolutely timeless. I mean, there's a freaking statue. So, all right, 215.
Unbelievable answer.
I know. It's really good. We got good answers today. You still have one more segment to go, though. If you wanted to come to this Phillies game with us, one more segment to go. Get on the line now. Your last chance to win tickets on this show to come to the game Wednesday, Phillies Cubs with us. Give us who or what is timeless at the end of your call. One more segment to go. It's Richie. It's Seltzer. It's the morning show. We're coming right back.
After years of wear and tear, you've made a decision. It is finally time to get your knee, hip, or shoulder replaced. You've talked to your doctor. You got a date set. Well, the team at NovaCare Rehabilitation, they are here for you because attending physical therapy before your replacement surgery can significantly help your recovery and movement post-surgery. Then once you have your knee replacement, look, you already know, you already trust NovaCare's physical therapist to help you fully heal because they are experts in balance, gait training, and pain management. You've got really unique needs when it comes to joint replacements. NovaCare's team, they're going to develop an individualized treatment plan that will get you back to feeling strong and to the things you love to do. It's not a decision you came to lightly. So rely on the physical therapy provider you know and you trust. And, of course, that's NovaCare. Choose them to get back to work, sports, and life. To learn more about the benefits of physical therapy before and after your joint replacement surgery or to schedule an appointment at one of their 150 convenient locations, go to NovaCare.com. NovaCare. The power of physical therapy.
It's the WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie, James Seltzer, for Joe DeCamera, Rhea Hughes, Fran Rojas on the ones and twos. Let's close out the Twitter poll question of the day. It's sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to again be PA's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. John Ritchie, the question today. And the reason we were asking is Pro Football Focus ranked the top cornerbacks in the league. They had Cooper DeJean at number 11 and Quinyon Mitchell at 16. Now, both those numbers are too low, I think. But I thought Quinyon was so clearly a better player in his rookie season at cornerback than Cooper was. But it does feel like because of the Super Bowl and the award tour, as it were, that he's been on. And
it's kind of a big deal when you pick six Patrick Mahomes.
He's everywhere. Yes, he is everywhere. Cooper DeJean, I feel like there's been more love for Coop than for Quinyon lately.
Quinyon's very quiet.
Yeah, he is. Off the field. He is. On the field. Like, even though it's not flashy stuff, it's just shut him down. Yeah. We asked, who is a better cornerback, Cooper DeJean or Quinyon Mitchell? John, how do you think the voting came out for this one?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The voting has come out in many ways. It feels like this is going to be a Cooper win because of what we're talking about. People love the guy who went and scored a touchdown in the biggest game of the season. I think it's got to be close to even because, man, Quinyon Mitchell was a shutdown Deion-type, Revis Island-type cornerback when he was given that opportunity, and you just didn't even have to worry about him out there. It's just like you set it and forget it with Quinyon on the outside. 54% think Quinyon's better.
I am really proud of Eagles fans and of voters here. 84%.
Wow.
Quinyon Mitchell wins handily, and that's correct. He is their number one corner. He's the one covering the best players. Yeah. I felt like it had been going, and again, both are great. It felt like they'd been, you know, a summer of Coop. I'm happy to see that we all understand that Quinyon is.
But there's something to be said for the difficulty level
of what he had to do. So, John, I actually thought about putting football player instead of cornerback.
Difficult level of the role as the nickelback slash safety slash free safety slash strong safety slash nickel linebacker slash dime linebacker slash dime corner. Like he does a little bit of everything. You could call him 50 different things, and that level of difficulty. Maybe we factor that in to his.
Well, that's why. So I put, and we should. I put cornerback. I thought about who's a better football player to encompass that. But either way, nice to see the results go the way they did. All right,
overwhelming for Quinyon.
Big time,
how about
which is
that?
Great. Yeah, I'm excited to see Quinyon play football again. All right, let's get back to the phones. Try and get as many calls in before we get out of here. Let's talk to Nick in Wilmington. Hey, Nick.
Great to hear from you. How's everybody doing?
Super, Nick. Wow. We're talking football. I feel like we're super.
Yeah, we are the Super Bowl champs. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, by the way, we have the best odds to go win the Super Bowl in the NFC. I was just seeing in a commercial break. We're number one with the 12% chance to go to the Super Bowl in the NFC, and then the Lions are 8% behind us. That feels pretty good.
Feels pretty good.
And then I think Phillies.
Yeah, then unfortunately I'm here to talk about the Phillies, but yeah. Didn't mean to damper the mood, but the Phillies team to me are a combination of dreadful and dangerous. Now, dreadful is obviously a couple things. Number one, Dave Dombrowski and what he did not do in the offseason as everybody was pleading for him to do something of relevance other than just the Lizardo acquisition because, you know, Hayes obviously isn't. You know, we probably should have kept Cody Clemens over Weston Wilson, to be honest. Yeah. I'd rather trust Clemens.
And look, I understood that in the moment because the lefty bat thing, they just didn't need another lefty. But I think it's pretty clear Cody Clemens is a better baseball player than Wes Wilson.
It's just like in the draft, you take the best player.
Yeah.
Just take the best player and you'll probably get better. But also, you know, the level of fundamental baseball that this Philly team cannot play, it's almost like when I see a miraculous catch. It's like because they played it wrong and they recovered well, but it's like you could have just got a better jump on it or
totally
judged it better to get the catch.
I
and
agree
it's
with
like,
you.
Oh, it should have been retuned.
I totally agree with you. Like both Marsh and Rojas both had outstanding catches this weekend, and both were exactly what you're talking about, where it was like they kind of had to recover and make a throw the arm up in the air and make a great catch. But if they had just been more, you know, sure of the route and sure of the, you know, the read off the bat, they could have gotten there and made it look easier.
Correct. And a lot of these reads that they do, it's like you're not supposed to go forward on a read. You go backwards, yeah. And then you can recover.
And then you can recover. Yep,
ball,
sure.
Where they obviously do the opposite, you know, nine times out
yeah,
of ten.
Yeah, to your point, the fundamentals have not been there. And it's, you know, we were just talking about the Eagles as the Super Bowl champs as like a, you know, opposite end of the spectrum. And that's, you know, since Sirianni got here, that's been something he's talked about ad nauseum. We know he's focused on fundamentals, the importance of that. The Phillies certainly could take a page out of that book.
And the thing that's really disconcerting, then I'll talk about the dangerous point real quick, is that, like, you know, yes, the trade deadline, we're going to be active, but if you continue this cycle of mediocrity and trying to sign these big contracts where you clearly have loads of talent of guys like Crawford and Abel and all these guys that, like, can, you know, play baseball, then you're going to have a state in which we're going to have contracts that you can't get rid of because they're not showing their worth. The benefit's not exceeding the cost, and then you're stuck on an island with these guys saying, who's going to save us?
I know.
So
I'm with you,
it's a big. Now, the dangerous part, in my opinion, is that, you know, the team has talent. And the one thing that with baseball is that if you make the playoffs, any team can win. And that's
absolutely
the thing about baseball. So when you have a team that has this much talent, and the pitching is very, very good. I think we just had a couple bad.
Yeah,
you know,
if a couple guys get hot for a month, you can win the World Series, without a doubt. But it's hard to bet on that, you know?
And it almost makes it makes me feel worse because I'm like, this team is so good, but they're such trash at the same exact time. And it's like, it's a constant state of flux to see if this team is actually going to do anything. And it's like, I have solace in myself knowing that this team is just not that good, but I still love baseball because I have nothing else to watch because all my life.
Well, and also, Nick, I think the other thing, though, is that from a fan perspective, you know, we have seen them get close. We have seen this group talk about winning and all that stuff where it's like, even if we can step back and say, you know, with my brain, I could see that they have holes here, 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 and that the bullpen's bad, and they're just not that good. Like, my heart and us as fans are in a moment where it feels like World Series, man. Like, this team is supposed to be a World Series winning, contending team. So it's hard to kind of rationalize both those things at the same time. Nick, you got an answer for us for Timeless?
I do. So I feel like it's not fashion, my answer, but I feel like fashion is part of something that's timeless. Mm. And what a better thing for timeless is, maybe you're a double entendre, is actually a timepiece, like a watch, like a Rolex or something.
Sure. It's an interesting thought. Like, you know, I don't think it's double entendre. It's like the opposite. It's you know, almost like the irony of the answer. But yeah, you know, not too bad. We'll see how it plays out in a minute. Let's talk to Howie in Mount Airy. Hey, Howie.
Hey, James. Hey, morning team. How you guys doing?
Doing well, Howie.
That's good. That's good. I tell you, this is a real frustrating season because I felt like we entered it with so much promise. But at the same time, I think what we're seeing is a continuation in so many ways of what this team was from the All-Star break last year and in the playoffs against the Mets. It's just, we are not a clutch-hitting team, and we are not a patient-hitting team. We swing at a lot of first pitches, and I still don't think we've ever replaced Reese Hoskins.
We haven't.
Not to say that he wouldn't be in the tank too right now in terms of slumping, but
no. But Howie, to your point, like a patient right-handed bat who can hit the ball out of the ballpark sounds like exactly
right.
What they need.
they do.
Hmm,
they do, and they just and game after game they show us. And they, I mean, I got to be honest with you, they're getting tougher and tougher to watch. I mean, like every time I watch them or listen, I listen to them a lot on the radio. And it's like, wow, when is somebody going to do something? When is somebody, you know, when is somebody going to get hot? Mm-hmm. And it just seems like the only one that you can really count on consistently of getting a big
Schwarber,
hit is Schwarber. That's it. You know that he's good for a bomb, you know, every so many bats. He's going to hit the ball hard and drive the ball. But everybody else seems like they're up there like they're in a fog or something.
Yeah. And the mentality-wise, we've talked about on the show, it does feel like they're not having any fun, that it's super serious. And there's just Bryce, a perfect example of it. It feels like that guy hasn't had any fun all year long. And now it turns out he's been hurt and all this stuff. It's just, it definitely feels, it feels like, Richie used the term nadir before. It really does feel like the nadir of this group right now, you know?
Well, and you guys said something earlier that I thought was key. You know, when Bryce got hit by Strider a couple of weeks ago in that Braves game, there was no fire. Not to say you want anybody to hurt anyone else purposely, but nobody stood up for Bryce. And I thought that was, I don't want to say it was very telling, but it's just like, where's the fire in this team? Nobody's pissed off about that. You know, your star gets hit like that, and no pitcher takes it on his own and say, "Look, I'm gonna come highing in on this next guy up here." Nobody did anything. You didn't. It's just like we just kind of laid back and took.
Yeah.
The bothersome thing is you're right. They've known that this wrist is bothering him. Now he got hit on the elbow. I mean, but he was thrown at the two games before.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's just it's
and that's another thing. I don't understand why a hitter like you're saying, Rhea, that gets thrown at, you know, it's not like this is the first time Harper's been thrown at in his career. He's been thrown at historically a lot. I don't understand why he's not wearing a brace on that arm.
Well, that was weird, too.
The brace came back.
Yeah, my guess is that it's uncomfortable for him to hit with, but I'm with you, Howie. Don't take the risk there. Howie, you got an answer for Who or What's Timeless for us?
I got a classic because you could hear this person's voice. You could hear this voice anytime and put it in any year. The great Merrill Reese.
That's a good answer. Yeah, Merrill's voice definitely covers the years. All right, back to the phones in a sec. Let's do what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's Yours is brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go, only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's see what we got today.
You know, I love our diehard fans, but the one I hate the most are I Told You So fans. We're so happy that the Pirates swept our Phils when they were probably complaining months ago, weeks ago, that this stuff would happen. Time's yours.
Yeah, I have not run into those fans, but yeah, no time for that.
Yeah, in regards to JT, he's probably my favorite Philly. No way you can bring him back. There is no way you can bring him back. He's declining. He's towards the end of his career. Nola was a mistake to give him that extension. Bryce, I don't ever want to hear about an extension ever again. So this is what the team is, and got to move on from here. But unfortunately, JT can't come back.
Yeah, I very much lean towards the moving on from JT, but they also don't have much there.
Yeah, I was about
there.
To say,
you know,
who's in the
Marshawn, you know, so.
Is it the person after him, like, really young?
Yeah, Tait they have, but he's years away. I think he's 18 or something, 19, so still some time on that one.
Watching the Panthers-Oilers in the playoffs is like watching a different sport from when I watch the Flyers. They are light years away from being 3 years away.
Yeah, it was noticeable. I mean, those guys are flying around, and
Connor McDavid
so
special
to watch. And it definitely did feel like a different sport than what we saw this year.
This Phillies team is soft. 9 out of 10 they've lost. Since what? Since nobody retaliated for the Bryce Harper incident. Is it a coincidence? I don't know, but I think it is.
It's an interesting point. I hadn't thought about the, you know, one leading to the other. That is interesting. And now Bryce is out, and he's saying the hitting the elbow has something to do with it. Interesting. We'll have to follow that. Interesting point. All right, let's shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
You think a guy like Bryce gets, I don't know, ticked off?
It's possible.
Defend them.
Maybe.
You know, that they, is that, are hurt feelings part of this?
It's possible. I hope, I think injury is the number one thing with Bryce right now. It's an issue. And I do think, you know, he's been mopey and kind of whatever. I definitely think it's possible.
We don't know. Touch mopey.
It's certainly possible that he doesn't feel like his guy's had his back. It's possible. I don't know. We're inferring, but you never know.
Inference.
Yeah, you never know, though.
No doubt.
All right, let's get a couple more calls in here before we get out of here. Neil in the Northeast. Neil, what you got, brother?
Oh, boy. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down.
Me too, pal.
All right, Karen.
Well, anyway, they got to do better, but a shout out the good thing of the Phillies is ALS Awareness Night.
Yeah.
Fans get there 5:15, and it goes to a great cause, Lou Gehrig's disease. So the Phillies are doing, you know, that.
No, it's a great call. That's a great call, Neil. Good call by you.
I hope they do better, but I don't know. They got a tough series, you know, like with teams they're facing. And really, with this lineup, Rhea, I would be mad like you. I mean, you know, if you paid all the money Middleton did, the fourth highest payroll, they should hit a lot better and score at least 5 or 6 runs in the game, whether Harper's in the lineup or not.
Yeah, so. There's other guys in this lineup who can.
Oh, absolutely. I mean Cassiano's getting paid a lot. Trevor's getting paid a lot. Trey's getting paid a lot. Like, there's.
You can't just all turn the loop. Spend.
Yeah, I mean, even Kepler, it's $10 million, but it's $10 million for the year. He's giving him nothing. Right. Neil, you got an answer for us for
just
Timeless?
Real fast, I would bring up Crawford and Gabe Rakonis right now. You know, like, bring them
up.
Yeah,
I feel you.
You know,
I feel you. They got to do something at some point.
For King. Yeah. And did Star Wars already was mentioned?
No. Star Wars is a great answer. You're barking up Richie's tree right there. All right, we got to turn to just get your answer in now. Last chance right now to win tickets with us to come see the Phillies and Cubs on Wednesday. Mark in Delaware, who or what is Timeless?
Has anybody said simple, photos of family and friends?
No, that's a good answer. Photos and family and friends. There's a timeless nature to that. Ryan in Harleysville. Ryan, you got an answer?
A catch with your buddies, family, your dead parents.
That's a pretty good answer. Like... Yeah, a catch is not a bad one. Bam, you got an answer for us? Who or what's timeless? One.
Silent
two,
Bam.
Bam. Bam! All right, well, Bam's gone. All right, we got to pick a winner here. To me, the great answers today. Thank you to everyone who called in. The ones that stick out to me as the best are PB&J, Blue Eyes, Sunsets, Mona Lisa, Salt, Sunset. I wrote Sunset twice. S'mores, Merrill, and a catch. I don't know why, but PB&J has really stuck out to me this show.
PB&J,
I feel like it's such
yesterday.
A perfect classic. I just had one this weekend. Like,
I've never been a big fan, but I mean,
I'm
going to
vote PB&J personally.
Yep.
So, Rhea,
I would go S'mores.
S'mores, you're going PB&J?
I actually lied earlier. Yeah. PB&J.
Bang!
Just the answer.
All right. Yep. So, congratulations to Ed is the winner for PB&J. Awesome, awesome stuff. Ed, you'll be joining us at the game on Wednesday. Ed's the one who Joe told him he won and he didn't win. Remember when it was turned out? Yeah. Oh, were you not here for that? He said, Ed, congratulations. You won. And it turned out there was actually Nick who had won. So, Ed, you actually do win. Congratulations.
Thank
you
God.
Are coming to the game with us on Wednesday. And we'll be back tomorrow. Joe will be back tomorrow. I'm sure there'll be more Phillies talk. They're playing the Cubs tonight. We'll react to it and a whole lot more. Thank you to everyone who called in. Couldn't do the show without you. Thank you to Fran Rojas and Dan Wilson doing a great job producing the show. For Richie, for Rhea, I'm James. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.